And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to Mantra here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Today is International Women's Day, and so we're going to be doing a special show, celebrating female kirtaniyas from around the world. You can give us a call if you'd like during the show, 604-822-2487. The first track, we're going to get right to the music because there's quite a bit of stuff to cover in the next hour. First track will be by Kanamrita Dasi, who was here in Vancouver last year for Kirtan Vancouver, and word has it that may happen again this year, later this summer. She released a much acclaimed recording called Prayers by Women a few years ago. So a little bit of a description of this recording. It says this album is an offering to women everywhere, evoking a peaceful yet powerful essence of femininity and devotion. Their voices, their wisdom, and poetry are felt in these songs, composed in both dance and meditative styles, compiled as a dedication to women of spiritual voices. This is a compilation of women's songs from India, sung in Hindi and Sanskrit. The songs reflect the styles of chants, bhajans, and kirtan. The artist has composed the music and arrangements in dedication to her late mother, Kunti Devi. So on that note, the track we're going to play is going to be called, it's called Prayers by Queen Kunti. Queen Kunti was a pretty amazing figure in world history, going back to the Vedic era, just before the famous Battle of Kurukshetra in what is now northern India, which that battle changed the shape of the world. Queen Kunti was the wife of King Pandu, who was emperor of the entire planet at that time, according to Vedic history. A very prominent king, and a very saintly king also, revered as as having excellent character. Loved by the people that he ruled over, and a very affectionate king. After his death, Queen Kunti was thrown into whole bunch of problems. Herself and her three sons, who are also very famous, Arjun, who was featured in the Bhagavad Gita, and also Bhima and Yudhishthir, the names of her sons. She was the aunt, Gringundi was the aunt of Krishna, who was also featured in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is basically a conversation between Krishna and Arjuna. There's an interesting little segment here I'd like to read. It says, Kunti's words, because as this, what we're about to play is actually prayers offered by Queen Kunti. It says, Kunti's words, the simple and illuminating outpourings of the soul of a great and saintly woman devotee reveal both the deepest transcendental emotions of the heart and the most profound philosophical and theological penetrations of the intellect. Her words are words of glorification impelled by a divine love steeped in wisdom. And one of the translations of these Sanskrit verses that you're going to hear in the next song is, O Lord of Madhu, as the Ganges forever flows to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you without being diverted to anyone else. Kunti's spontaneous glorification of the Supreme and her description of the spiritual path are immortalized in the Mahabharata, in the Bhagavad Purana, and they have been recited, chanted, and sung by sages and philosophers for thousands of years. So without further ado, here's Kanamrita with prayers by Queen Kunti. I was just being informed we're not going to really break up the show with PSAs today, so we should be able to go for a nice long set here, almost taking us up to the end of the show. You listen to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Krishna Nandanaya,
That was the vocal stylings of our good friend Suzanne Sterling, who is a bit of a regular on the Kirtan circuit, as you could say. That was a recording on an album put out by, let's see if I can get his name right, Mesdo Ali Khan. Sorry, Msun Ali Khan, I believe. From a one of the Yoga Organics releases entitled Hang With Angels. Bismillah is an interesting word, to say the least, as it's usually found, often found, as in a longer version, Bismillah Ar-Rahman Al-Rahim. And this is coming from a Muslim origin, or at least it's a mantra or a word that is quite often chanted in the Muslim tradition. There's a common translation which is goes something like, in the name of God, most gracious, most compassionate. But of course, as with quite often with these ancient languages, when you translate into English, you lose quite a bit, so there's a bit more to it. I found something which was kind of interesting, which I thought I'd read. This is like based on the roots of the word from Bismillah, and it expands into the following English phrases. One, by means of the very essence of God, with the light of the One, for the glory of our Creator, with the guidance of the Divine, as an instrument of the One, in harmony with Divine Presence. That recording was produced, I believe, by our friend Dave Shoma, otherwise known as Duke Mushroom. He has another project that he is doing with a lady entitled, her name is Rachel Golab, otherwise sometimes known as Gorey, which would explain the title of this project, Gorey and Duke. She also appears on other recordings that we've played before on the show. This particular piece is kind of interesting. It's a cover of a song that was recorded originally by the Police, I believe, called Spirits in the Material World. And so that's going to start our next set here on Mantra. This is Rachel Golab, otherwise known as Gore, with Duke Mushroom and Spirits in the Material World. We'll be back probably very close to the end of the show in about half an hour after this nice long set of female performers and female kirtaniers as part of International Women's Day. Listen to CITR Radio in Vancouver.
speak with words that try to jail you, and they subjugate the me.
Yeah. Thank you.
Back here on CATR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You're listening to Mantra. It pretty much brings us to the end of the show. I've got about 10 minutes left. Enough to kind of wrap things up and play one more track. Last recording was by a recording artist simply entitled Yogini. And that was a... she was chanting the... what is considered by some to be a Mula Mantra. Om Sat Chit Ananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Samhita Shri Bhagavate Namaha. So there's an interesting write-up here, which I can quickly read. Is this mantra evokes the living God asking protection and freedom from all sorrow and suffering. It is a prayer that adores the great creator and liberator, who out of love and compassion manifests to protect us in an earthly form. This Mula Mantra has given great peace and joy to people all over the world who have chanted or even listened to it. It has the power to transport one's mind to the state of causeless love and limitless joy. The calmness that the mantra can give is to be experienced, not spoken about. Dear listener, here is the key with which any door to spiritual treasure could be opened, a tool which can be used to achieve all desires, a medicine which cures all ills, the nectar that can set a person free. All auspiciousness and serenity is yours simply by chanting or listening to this magnificent Mula Mantra. Whenever you chant the Mula Mantra, even without knowing the meaning of it, that itself becomes power. But when you know the meaning and chant with that feeling in your heart, that the energy would flow a million times more powerful. Therefore, it is essential to know the meaning of the mantra when you use it. The mantra is like calling a name. Just like when you call a person, he comes and makes you feel his presence. The same manner with which you chant this mantra. The supreme energy manifests everywhere around you. As the universe is omnipresent, the supreme energy can manifest anywhere and anytime. It is also very important to know that the invocation with all humility, respect, and with great necessity makes the presence stronger. It's just a kind of interesting little blurb. That kind of spans across to all mantras, actually. Really, it's kind of mantra is a means for connecting with the Supreme Consciousness. The term Sat Chit Ananda means that which is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Parabrahman means the Supreme Brahman. Paramatma is a term that explains the presence of the Supreme or the Divine within our own hearts. It's our closest, sometimes it's translated as the Super Soul. And then other traditions, such as Christianity, they refer to it as the Holy Spirit. Another name for Paramatma. The last track, I should maybe mention that tonight there will be a special event, Springtime Kirtan, hosted by Give Peace a Chant. Our friend Sandra Lee was going to be doing tonight at Open Door Yoga, which is 16th and Arbutus in Vancouver. And they're celebrating Holi and also Gaur Panim as of this week. Holi and Gaur Panim happened actually yesterday, according to Western calendar or this part of the world. And she's urging people to wear their brightest colors to go to this kirtan this evening. That's at 8 p.m. tonight, 16th and Arbutus, Open Door Yoga for Give Peace a Chant kirtan. The last track is going to be... it's appropriate to do this considering that it is International Women's Day and doing a special show, a special programming for the all day today here on CATR and continuing on through the night till tomorrow. Last recording is by Lakshmi Shankar, a recording of the mantras by Shankaracharya, beginning Na Mantram, No Yantram, dedication to Devi or Mar or Durga Devi or Bhavani, the or Shakti, the embodiment of the material energy. She's considered to be the goddess in Vedic terminology. Let's see if I can find... Well, that was pretty random. Okay, here we go. This is from the... let me see if I can pronounce this. Devya Padak Shamana Pastrotam by Shankaracharya, who was considered to be an incarnation of Shiva. And this is like a prayer of begging for forgiveness from the goddess. The story behind the prayer is that Shankaracharya was traveling through the Himalayas on his way to a debate. In those days, Shankaracharya was a believer in non-dualism, the doctrine of absolute monism. He did not believe in the reality of the Divine Mother, or Shakti, and her creation, which according to his philosophy was all maya, or illusion. Keep in mind that the word Shakti also means power or energy. Shankaracharya was climbing up a steep hill when he suddenly became very ill with dysentery. He had to lie down and finally he passed out. He was awakened by the feeling of water on his face. Opening his eyes, Shankaracharya saw a very beautiful young girl smiling at him and sprinkling him with water. He passed out again. He was awakened by the girl, and once more he passed out. The third time he awoke, the girl leaned over to him and asked in a sweet childlike voice, "Maharaj, what is wrong with you?" Shankaracharya replied in a voice weakened by pain, "I have no Shakti." On hearing this, the girl leaned close to him and again and said, "Oh, but you don't believe in Shakti?" And laughing, she changed right before his eyes into the form of the goddess called Bhavani, the mother of the world, and disappeared. He was completely healed, and from the depths of his heart, he composed this prayer. Afterwards, he composed many of the most beautiful prayers to the goddess. So this is, without further ado, recording by Lakshmi Shankar. The mantra's beginning. Namantram noyantram tadapi cha najane stuti maho. Composed in the Sanskrit language. We'll be back next week here on CATR for another installment of Mantra. It's 4 p.m. next Thursday. Coming up next is a special Butter on the Bread presentation by Ryan, all-female lineup of artists on his show. Take care of yourselves. Namaste.
Tadapi chana jane stuti maho namantram no yantram tadapi chana jane stuti maho.
That was